This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
At the hour, how do you do? How do you do? It is time for all of us to collect our collective wisdom that we have in our virtual room here, which includes me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The conversation about the net neutrality reality, comments coming from people, or are they? The FCC is apparently hiding some comments from people, and people are saying, I want to know why. This is a big can of worms, and one wonders that a lot of social media is being used to influence the FCC. A lot of federal agencies even are against this, state governments, the local governments that are speaking for what goes on with them. This is not just something that that really will affect the individual who has a home or a small business, but it will affect governments being able to work in some of these smaller circumstances, small towns, small municipalities where this. I don't know that they've thought this through. Victoria, do you think that's a fair, and I don't mean to, this is a sort of a political football, to be sure, but one of the things it really does, we're so dependent on all of this stuff now, and if you don't have access to a signal, then it'll mean there are a lot of things that will suffer. I don't like being this dependent on this sort of technology, but it's the way it is. Yeah. So if you take away one's ability to have access, I know a lot of young farmers who use, there are blog sites all over the place. As you know, I do a show called The American Family Farmer. The podcast you can hear at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And one of the things that we talk about is the new blood that's coming into farming from people who didn't grow up on the farm but had access to school, education, learning how to farm, and so they want to go out into the hinterlands, and they depend heavily on the information that they share with one another, and they do it through modern technology. But if there is no modern technology available because these companies have been told, you don't have to service these places. I think that's the simple side of this, isn't it? The whole business about net neutrality.
Well, I think, unfortunately, there is no simple side to the whole thing. I mean, I think the biggest complaint is accessibility, regardless of how much money you have, and that the internet is a utility. This is the argument that people make against this. Well, we should say, the argument people make for net neutrality, meaning everyone is equal, because the term net neutrality is very confusing to 90% of the people who hear it. What that means, it's a stupid name, but what it means is everybody gets equal playing field. And so everybody has access to all the same search results and all the same speed of internet, and everybody gets treated equally. People who are in favor of that, you know, claim that that's the best thing for small businesses, for farmers, for people who are low income, for people who live in rural areas. They won't get treated like second class citizens. Now, on the other side of it, obviously some big corporations, Verizon is huge into this. They're very for reversing net neutrality because it benefits them. Yeah. And so it's just, it really is, when you look at it, the simple part of it, to answer your question, is what you look at who's benefiting. Who is not benefiting is the consumer. Who is benefiting? The consumer / low-income people. Who is benefiting? Major corporations, AT&T, Verizon, Comcast. When you look at all these big companies, they're the ones benefiting from it. So you can make your decision based on that, really.
Can I ask this question? Because knowing something, and to be honest, I don't know much about net neutrality. I see people going nuts about it. I haven't looked into it too much, but I do know from my time working in, and still working in the cable industry, one of the kind of things that I haven't heard a lot of people talk about is that cable and satellite providers who are now offering internet services or phone companies who are now offering internet services might take money from people to give them higher placement or mm-hmm. to, okay, so if they're
it's
taking
like a pay
money,
to play kind of thing, yeah.
Well, correct, but that is passed on to us. With net neutrality, are consumers going to be paying more for these products if they are more, and I'm using air quotes here because, again, not studying this, but if they are more honest and if their revenue stream is being lost by corporations, is that going to end up costing consumers more to pay for these pure services?
Well, I mean, as it is right now, I don't have cable anymore, and because it just it keeps going up and up for no reason. I mean, it's just every month the bill goes up, $5 here, $7 yeah. there, and yeah. that's how everybody feels with all the big cable companies. So I don't really know how, I don't know. There's so many sides to this, but it just seems like the consumer will lose out ultimately from everything that I've read from tech experts, not political people, but just tech people, that the consumer is losing out big time if they reverse net neutrality.
This is not a friendly move for people in rural America. That's why I brought it
absolutely
up.
Absolutely not. Absolutely
in connection
not.
To the American Family Farmer Show.
Yeah.
And it is, but it's such a sticky wicket. It's so difficult to understand. It's very complex. And so I understand, Jennifer, because I haven't really paid attention to it until recently. I thought, you know, it was a bunch of hooey. It's all about stuff that I don't understand because I'm not the number one guy when it comes to technology, but I understand the principle of how it will affect the family farmer, and that's why I don't like it. And it has become a political football, as so many things do, but in this circumstance, that may be appropriate. Somebody will ask you that question, perhaps on the show that you do in Los Angeles, the local show, which is more political than this one is. They're going to have a hard time justifying this. The administration. It's completely political and not good for the people who elected, who are in large, the farmers, pretty much in the main, all went for Trump. So, all right, now here's another thing that has somewhat, I'll get all the political stuff out of my mind. Do you know who Meredith Broadcasting and Meredith Publishing is?
They own Time Magazine now.
Yes, they do.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, they do. The Koch brothers, who are anathema to a lot of people who are on the left, have managed to buy Time Magazine, the Time brands, People Magazine, Sports Illustrated. They say they will not have any influence in the editorial process. I'm not sure whether I believe that or I don't believe it. The whole thing, Time Warner, when people think of Time Magazine, they still think it's part of Time Warner, but it hasn't been for a couple of years. They separated it out because it was the only thing that really wasn't making any money. So why would they get involved? People Magazine, though, must make money. Sports Illustrated, Time Magazine.
Sports Illustrated has almost non-existent. Sports
really?
Illustrated, I think, is all digital now, except for their swimsuit issue every year.
But they can still, though, sell advertising. It's an advertising medium, whether it's online or whether it's in print.
Yeah.
Really, you're buying an organization that has a core constituency, and that's advertisers love to have access to brands like that. Because they have a core. People Magazine, look at the newsstand. That stuff's all over every place.
Well, tabloids, People Magazine, Us Weekly, OK Magazine, those three are always there, and they're always in airports. And I think those might be like the last three actual print magazines that may make it. But yeah. If you look at everything else, I don't know. I don't think it's, I mean, for me, coming from Cosmo, I mean, Cosmo's still around, and Cosmo hopefully will always still be around, because I think they do a good job with reinventing themselves. But the print business is just,
yeah,
I mean,
it's
on life support.
Yeah. No.
So, I don't know. It's
online.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So, there's a question and an answer about that. It's 15 minutes past the hour. If you're hiring, I notice this time of year, from now till Christmas, there are a lot of people who sharpen up their resumes and look for new jobs. They want to start a new job the first of the year. So if that's in your head, you want a smart tool, the smartest tool available to put people who are looking for a job together with people who need good quality employees. That's the job of ZipRecruiter. With Zip, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, one click, and then the connection begins. They put their smart matching technology to work for you, notifying those candidates whose resumes are on all these job sites about the job, the possibilities of getting a job with you. It's really kind of a fascinating thing how this all works. ZipRecruiter is so different than the other hiring sites, and you can figure it out by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Matter of fact, you can post your jobs on ZipRecruiter free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it if you are somebody who's recruiting, somebody who's looking for good employees. Use it free the first time so you can see how wonderfully effective it is. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. And be really smart about it. ZipRecruiter free for the first go-round at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions, Google Play holiday music, even board games like Monopoly. Staples has great gift ideas that will bring a smile to everyone on your list. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
To On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, there is big news in the People Department from North Korea. I've never seen a picture of Kim Jong-un without a butt in his hand or in his mouth. That's why his teeth are so yellow. Oh, my God. So, the latest news from North Korea, as if there isn't enough to not like him, is that he restricts people to $1,000 a year in income. If you work, for example, I was looking at a publication. Matter of fact, this story actually was on the NPR website. One of the best jobs in the country is building appliances at an industrial park. The pay is $62 a month.
Jeez.
And that's regulated by the government.
And how about that guy who tried to escape? You saw that video, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he did escape, I thought.
Yeah, he did escape. They shot him. He survived. But did you hear he had a gigantic, like, foot-long tapeworm?
Yeah.
Because apparently what they do is they fertilize the troop with human, or the troop, the crops with human poo-poo.
Yeah.
There's, like, a lot of waste.
That is a process that gets used on farms here, but they dry it.
But everybody gets sick, apparently, over there. Yeah, and that's what he said.
There's
when
no
he defected.
Healthcare.
He's like, yeah, he said everybody's sick and they're dying.
Meanwhile, Kim Jong-un is worth $5 billion.
Yep.
He owns private islands, his own golf course. He has every luxury car that you can imagine. He has his own plane. He has he's spending all the money that he gets. The state controls everything. So let's say when they build these appliances and they sell them, Kim Jong gets all the money himself. So, how much longer can that stuff last, one would wonder. 21 after the hour here on the DJV show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sky. Looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling you, you don't need that guy.
Like Saturdays.
It's so black and white, he's stealing your thunder, baby blue.
Jennifer, can you recognize this voice?
Of course, it's Keith Urban.
Keith Urban. Big news from the Keith Urban camp. Get ready, everybody. This is earth-breaking information that nobody else has. According to the folks at Waffle House, Keith Urban is the most played performer at the Waffle House.
Oh, nice.
Wow, what an honor.
Right. Number one, Keith Urban. But instead of with a bullet, it's with a waffle. Waffle House has the best
number waffles. One with a waffle. That
number
would be what
one
I want.
With a waffle. Right, exactly. And he's married to Miss High Forehead. They seem to be pretty happy together.
Oh man.
Yeah,
they're adorable together.
Yes.
Yeah, right. The higher the forehead, the bigger the brain.
Now, I want to know if she goes to Waffle House. What do you think?
Oh,
have you ever seen her?
She doesn't eat.
At Waffle
She's
House?
Very thin. Yeah.
Well, they live in Nashville, don't they? That's kind of
they
their home.
Yeah.
I think she liked getting out of L.A. and she wanted to live in Nashville and raise her kids in like a normal way.
How many children do they have?
2 little girls.
What happened to the girls or the kids? Didn't they have 2? She and Tom Cruise have 2?
They adopted 2 kids, yeah.
Where are those kids?
They're with him.
Oh, they are?
Yeah,
it's sad. Whenever I see someone asking about kids, and it's like she always talks about her 2 now, and I don't know if she's allowed to see the other
one. It's
ones.
Weird. It's really? Weird she doesn't even talk about them.
Yeah. All right. Why don't we identify who we're talking about?
Nicole Kidman.
Thank you. Mrs.
Did you forget her name?
Yeah, I know. I think you needed us to
Urban.
Say that.
All right, so there's the Waffle House story. Let's keep moving now. Sugarland is back together, Jen, after a 5-year hiatus.
Nice,
the duo
I'm glad.
Sugarland is reuniting, CMA award-winning group. Jennifer Nettles and Christian Bush confirming the news during a recent Facebook Live chat.
They always stayed friends. It didn't seem bitter when they broke up. You know how
why
sometimes
did they
it
break
seems
up
bitter?
Then?
I don't know. I think she was having babies and wanted to do some solo stuff. And as most people realize, you're never quite as good as you are when you are known with your partner. I mean, it's really hard for somebody to reinvent themselves.
Benny King, I think, was the first to do it successfully when he left the Drifters. That's back in the 50s. But there are a lot of people who have tried to go out on their own, and they haven't done so well. Baby Girl is a big hit of theirs. Stay, a big hit of theirs. All I Want to Do, big hits. Last album was in 2010, The Incredible Machine. Following a massive tour, they splintered with their separate projects taking control, but as Jennifer suggested, they didn't do as well on their own as they did together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nettles.
Yeah, I don't even know what he did. I know, you know, she's got the voice, and I mean, she's the one that sings mostly in their little partnership. He doesn't sing. I mean, he sings a little bit. He harmonizes, but he doesn't do too much. So, I don't know where he went musically without her.
Probably producing, right?
Yeah, or playing for somebody. I don't know who.
Mm-hmm. So, she's an actress of some note. I don't know if I could recognize her. Nettles is. I don't know.
Well, a friend of mine saw her in Chicago on Broadway and said she was great.
Was she?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's a singing role, so, you know.
Yeah. Okay. During the CMA Awards, the two appeared together on stage to announce the Vocal Duo of the Year category, trophy they won 5 times themselves. They attended an after party where they performed Baby Girl and Stay after the CMAs. So their new music will be out probably, what, sometime next year? Is that what we can get from this? Okay, good. All right, for Sugarland fans, good news.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Everybody happy? Let's make sure. Let's do a count around the room. Jennifer Horn, you happy?
Of course.
Victoria Keelan, you happy?
Very happy.
Carrot. It didn't sound too happy to me.
It wasn't super convincing.
No, I'm sorry. Convincing at all. All right, about you, Kara?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah.
She's happy.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, drink wine.
Yes, sounds about right. Yeah.
All right, here's the food news, or the wine news. The oldest wine in the world was discovered in Georgia going back to the Stone Age, 6,000 B.C. Prehistoric farmers were making wine in the fertile valleys of southern Georgia. I don't believe Georgia in America. This is Georgia that's connected to the old Soviet bloc.
Right, like the country.
Is that right? Yes. So what do you know about Georgian wine, Jennifer?
Nothing.
Nothing. She's our sommelier, our resident sommelier, and she doesn't know anything about Georgian wine.
Mm-mm.
The findings shed light on the earliest development of the world's most important grape species, which is used in most of the wines today. The study discovers that this is they used to pound the grapes on the rocks, unsophisticated, in order to make the wine. I wonder what they called it, though. In the dawn of civilization, what would wine have been called? You've got to wonder about how they communicate at all.
Can I change the subject for a second?
Jennifer, of course you can. You know
okay, so one thing I learned this weekend, I did learn something kind of interesting, and you just flashed me back to it. Have you heard of Amarula?
Amarula is a wine.
It's a liqueur.
Is that the liqueur? Yeah, yeah. Amaretto.
But not amaretto, amarula, which is apparently, and this is the reason that it kind of popped into my brain. You're talking about, you know, kind of ancient wine making, and and I know that your lady friend is traveling she's doing safari, right?
Right, she's on her way back now, but yes.
So amarula is a fruit, the amarula fruit is a fruit in Africa that apparently ripens really quickly in the heat, and it's ripe when it falls to the ground. But once it hits the ground, the heat, like, bakes it, and it starts to ferment. And elephants apparently love this stuff. They eat a ton of it. They'll eat like 10 pounds of it off the ground, and then they'll be so drunk that they actually fall over.
Yeah.
I mean, they're very happy. They love it, but they're like, they get themselves drunk. It's like their favorite thing.
It's like what happens to the cows when you feed them silage, which is basically fermented corn. They get really giddy. They jump, run around, kick their heels up in the air. Yeah, yeah.
So this, I learned about this over the weekend, and they actually have taken this fruit and they've made it into a spirit. They fermented in oak barrels. It is delicious. It's like Bailey's, but unbelievably good. Not quite as like.
So I like it. If it's sweet, I'd probably like it.
You would, and it's sort of got a cream finish to it. It's made with real cream.
Your job is to find some, and we'll drink some over Christmas.
Sounds perfect.
How's that? We'll have a little dinner. We'll have a little Christmas dinner. Somehow or other, we'll all get together for that. That'll be good. Did I tell you on the air, off the air, about the elephant that was at lunch yesterday with Meredith in the place? Was that on the air or off the air? Off the air, yeah. There was a baboon that came into their lunchroom. They're in a camp someplace in Zambia. And the elephant was very curious. Maybe after he had some of these grapes, Jennifer, stuck his trunk through the window to smell what was going on in the room. And there basically had been these animals just wandering around the camp. So she has some interesting pictures of that. She sent me a picture of a baboon, and she just put underneath it, baboon. And I'm looking for it. I'm looking around for the baboon sitting in the front seat, the driver's seat of the little Jeep that they go around in. It looked like it was driving the little Jeep.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was kind of cute. All right, let's see what else is going on here that we ought to be caught up on. The story of Roy McClellan. He's one of the people who survived the Las Vegas massacre. And he was involved in a hit-and-run over the weekend, killed in a car in Pahrump, which is made famous because that's where Art Bell was, about 60 miles west of Las Vegas. Walking on the roadway, he got hit by a car that fled the scene.
I don't buy it. Yeah. I don't buy it.
You think somebody knocked him off?
How many people have died that survived this shooting? Mm-hmm. How many?
I think it's only three, right?
No, there's like a growing list. I think we're at five or something like that.
Dennis Carver and his wife, Lorraine, died in a car crash.
Yep. And then there was a girl there was a girl in Victorville. There was this guy. And I feel like there was one other. Oh, a police officer. A police officer, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe saying something puts a big old target on all of our backs, but you know what?
There's something going on here.
What in the world?
Mm.
How is that even possible?
Mm-hmm. Meghan McCain's name came up in conversation because it is now known that she got married to a fellow. I didn't recognize his name. Anybody know anything about this guy that she married?
Yeah, he's a conservative talking head guy. He was he does Face the Nation. He's a writer. I don't know how you say his last name. Yeah, it's Ben Dominicek or something like that. Dominic, I don't know.
Dominicek. Dominicek, yeah. She's now on The View, though.
Mm-hmm.
She graduated from Fox into The View. Does she have a good comment? Anybody watch The View anymore? Is she
I haven't seen The View in years.
Never seen her on it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I only I saw her on it last week with her dad, and that was kind of a nice conversation. I think, you know, he was talking about the aftermath of his diagnosis and everything. So it was nice to see them together, and it was definitely, you know, it was like not really a political conversation, which is what she's more known for. But yeah, I mean, of course, Whoopi and everyone had some interesting, you know, comments, but it was
What was their comment?
It was fine. They always just kind of make a little underhanded kind of political comments sometimes. Whoopi's not that bad. I can't remember. What's the other woman's name? Yeah, Joy. Well known for them. But, I mean, it was fine. It was in kind of an interesting conversation. But, yeah, I've seen The View off and on a few times over the last few years, and it's the only time I've ever really seen it is when they have a guest that I'm interested in on it. I can't really imagine watching it besides that.
I think she got engaged. I think they got engaged when her dad was getting the scan or something like that. They'd been together for a couple of years, and so I feel like maybe they fast-tracked this so that he could give her away and be a part of all of it.
Just in case. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, might be. Here's the story of Kate McClure, another person in the news. She's from Florence Township, New Jersey, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
She and her boyfriend, Mark D'Amico, have launched a GoFundMe account to help a homeless veteran. Say what?
Go fund yourself.
Go fund me.
Yeah, go fund me.
To help a vet named Johnny, who came to the rescue of a woman who was stranded on the interstate outside of Philadelphia. She was out of gas. He saw that she was. He had $20 to his name. That was it. And he used the $20 to buy her gas so she could get off the highway. It was the last money. He didn't have any money after that. And so Kate McClure intended to raise $10,000 for Johnny to pay the first and last month's rent on an apartment, to buy him a car and have money left over for some expenses. But the story has gone so viral that over the Thanksgiving weekend, they'd raised $250,000 for this guy.
This story has just been, I don't know if you guys have seen this on social media, it is everywhere, and it's just, it's really, it's wonderful about just not, you know, not discounting people because of whatever station in life they're in at the moment.
Great lesson here. It's a fabulous,
it really is.
Especially for Thanksgiving weekend. Johnny didn't ask me for a dollar, and I couldn't repay him at the time because I didn't have any money. But I've been stopping by his spot for the last week or so. I repaid him for the gas, gave him a jacket, some gloves, a hat, warm socks, gave him a couple of bucks every time I see him. I wish that I could do more for this selfless man who went out of his way to help me that day. He's a great guy. Talking to him each time I see him makes me want to help him more. His name is Johnny Bobbitt, a former Marine and a paramedic. This is what's out. This is what's disgusting about this stuff. Here's a guy who wore the uniform, can't find a job, whatever has gone on. He had drug problems, money problems, because there are so many problems with people who are coming back from these theaters of war that have, you know, he had bad luck, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, the GoFundMe page has raised $371,000 so far. He says he doesn't need it all. He'll donate most of it to a good cause.
Which is great. Something.
Huh? Yeah.
That's great. These are the kind of stories that I love when they go viral, especially, like you said, around Thanksgiving. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, and you're right. I think we're just not doing enough for our veterans.
It's disgusting.
At all.
It makes me sick. I really want to puke. These bums spend money, you know, on stuff. The Pentagon has $700 billion. You can't tell me that there isn't enough money in that budget if anybody had a conscience to tell all these phony BSers that use the soldiers for backdrops for their political campaigns. They don't give a damn. They don't give a good damn about these people.
And on the flip side, there are so many wonderful organizations that just, you know, that don't have a lot of money that do amazing work for veterans. And they could use the support and some funding. But, you know, it's...
All right, so the last person is in the people column today is CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, who saw his net worth rise to $100 billion according to Bloomberg, over the weekend because of how fabulously well Amazon stock has done because of Black Friday and whatever, Monday. All the, this is very interesting because there's this group, half a dozen men that go back and forth. I don't think there are any women in this, although, well, Miss Walmart is in there, but I'm not sure where she is on the list. She's in the top ten. But so what does he do? People will ask, what does he do? See, I don't necessarily go down this road, but it's worth a moment of consideration for an understanding of where, I mean, we don't get $100 billion. Doesn't mean anything to most people, including the people who have it, because they couldn't possibly use it, so that's why they give most of it away. And so then you go back to, well, what's the point of earning it if you have to give it away? And I would suggest to you the reason they want to earn it is because they want to be a member of this club. Yeah, right, exactly.
I'd be fine figuring that dilemma out.
Yeah. So there, and I did this purposely after telling the story of the homeless vet, because it seems to me, with all of the money they have, and the people make up their own minds what they want to do with it, and I would imagine there are a few of these people that are anti-war, but that doesn't, it still doesn't get in the way of, or in my mind, it wouldn't get in the way of helping these people. There are all kinds of foundations Bill Gates has set up and Warren Buffett has set up and all these other people that have foundations. And so what do you do with your money? And like when people ask that question, my first response is, it's none of your damn business what I do or they do with the money. But it is, it's, I wonder.
But you want to know what he's doing with his money, though.
Well, I don't know.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, I guess I said it because I was thinking it would be nice if these people would step up and take care of the vets who need help.
Right.
That was what was in my mind, Victoria. You asked me, and I'm telling you. That's
no, you're
I
right.
It would be nice.
Yeah.
That's all. I congratulate them. It's a great American story. All of them, all of these people who are in this category started with nothing. Buffett, Gates, Bezos, they came from nothing and created wealth. And they've done a fabulous job, not only for themselves, but look at all the people who work in these companies. Tens of thousands of people have jobs because of what they've created. So I take nothing away from them. I just am sort of suggesting it would be nice if we didn't have a vet problem. Veterans need help and support. That's all I'm suggesting. And that's it, really. Okay, here's something else I'm going to suggest, that you get yourself a free bottle. Free time. It's free time, everybody. Omega 3 is the number one fish oil. And krill oil. You've heard a lot of discussion about that, what it does for you, joints. So the people at Purity have put these two together. Purity Products presents Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Great for your heart, great for your joints, great for your brain, great for your muscles, energy galore, highest possible quality ingredients, and they're yours right now free. You get a free bottle. Just pay $4.95 shipping when you call 800-355-1493. Call it now. This is not available in stores, not available online. You can only get it by dialing 800-355-1493. So do yourself and your family a favor. This is a great stocking stuffer idea, especially, you know, you can get one bottle. Each person gets a free bottle, so everybody call. And then when you see how good it is, buy it and put it in stockings. It's a fabulous product. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and it's free. 800-355-1493. Call them now for your free bottle. 800-355-1493.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's C-L-E-A-R 55 to 350350.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Okay, it's time for me to stop singing. The book is called My Home, My Money Pit, which is written by Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, along with his partner, Leslie Segretti. This is a great radio program for those of you who are good with your hands, or maybe need to be, or want to be. Tom and Leslie perfect partnerships, ideas galore. There are a lot of people, because we've had a cold snap, who want to know how to
not be cold,
winterize your home intelligently. If you feel the chill in the air, this is an annual sort of a thing, getting your house ready for the cold. As a matter of fact, I'm redoing my furnace because I found cracks in the furnace.
In the heat changer?
Yeah, I have one of those really expensive. Is it Bondaris? Is that how you pronounce it?
It doesn't ring a bell.
It doesn't? Okay.
Probably
well, anyway, I'm told by the plumber that it's the most expensive around. Leave it to me to have to buy a house with a Bondaris in it. And the people who sold me the house knew that it had problems. And so I figure out what the problem is when I see water all over the floor in the basement.
Well, that's actually an interesting problem that you discovered there, because see, a warm air furnace, right? A hot air furnace.
It's not. It's a water furnace.
That's called a boiler. All right, so if your boiler's leaking, that's something else. But, you know, I thought you were talking about a furnace. I just want to mention that, you know, furnaces, they have combustion gases instead of water that circulate inside of them. And when that chamber that it circulates inside of, which is called the heat exchanger, it will either rust out, it will crack, and then you can get carbon monoxide that spills into the house air. Very dangerous. You know, in the 20 years I spent as a professional home inspector, Doug, I always inspected the furnaces thoroughly. And, you know, every, say, 3 to 6 months, I'd find one that was so bad that by the time I was leaving the inspection, they were wheeling the new unit in. Because I'm like, really? You cannot use this at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's definitely something to have checked out if you've not had your heating system serviced. If it's hot water, you know, check everything. The burners, the combustion gases that are coming off of the burners, making sure there's no leaks. If it's a furnace, check that heat exchanger, get the filters changed. Do it now. Just because it worked well last winter does not mean it's safe and efficient this winter.
Right.
You've got to do it every year. It's like not getting your car tuned up. If you don't do it, it starts to perform very poorly and waste gas.
You just gave me an idea. Carfax is what people use to find out what the car history is. Is there such a thing as Homefax? Can you find out what's been done? Is there any clearinghouse? If you're trying to buy a house and you want to know what its history is there? I saw a place called Magic Bricks.
That's a great question, and it's not quite the same, but there are three things that you can do. Number one, you can get a professional home inspection done, right? Mm-hmm. That's very, very important because home inspectors are good forensic investigators. Number two, you can go to the building department and see what record of construction there's been or not been. Like if you go to this house and they go, hey, we got a brand new kitchen or a fantastic new deck, you go to the building department, you don't see a permit for either, that's an issue. And the third, of course, is the title side of this where you're researching the history of the property. So that's what you can do and should be done every time you buy a house today.
Well, you'd have a problem with me because I never go to the building department for permits for anything.
Well, they don't like you.
So no, and I don't like them. So it's a mutual.
We understand that, Doug.
Society, right? Exactly. I never had thought about that before. Whether there was a way of, again, to check out, you get the home inspector. Yeah, that makes sense. But is there a way to go back 50 years or 100 years, and you've just given the answer? That's perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If it's a legitimate deal. And then
there's
going to
be a record. There's going to be
record.
A record.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, here's Robbie, who has asked a question of Tommy the K. What's a safe way to hang heavier art pieces on drywall? What a great, this is a great question because
yeah, it's one that a lot of folks are challenged
with. You have a hole in the wall. What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the preference is to try to find the stud behind the wall, and there will be one about every 16 inches, Robbie. Now, you know, if you're like me, use the knuckle test. You can, like, knock on the wall, and when you get to the stud, you'll, like, hear it sounds harder there, and that's how we find studs when you do this a lot. But you could buy a stud finder very inexpensively to find that. If you can, possibly always try to hit that wood. Now, if you can't, there's a nifty little wall hanger called a monkey hook, Doug. Have you seen these? It's a curved piece of wire, very thin, and you twist it into the wall, and then it actually goes up behind the wall and holds it from behind. And these monkey hooks can hold 50 pounds. Yeah. So you could put something that's quite substantial on with a monkey hook. And then, of course, if it's heavier than that, you're going to want to use what's called a toggle bolt, where there's like a big winged nut that when you push it in the hole, it opens up and then sort of supports that bracket behind it. And that is kind of destructive. You have to put a pretty big hole in for it, but one way or the other, you got to make sure it's secure.
All right. So there, you find out how many great things there are like that on that program. MoneyPit.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.